This is John Machida Jr. I play Blur in the Transformers while you are listening to GeekCast Radio Network.
Megatron to all field units. All things Transformers is undermanned and unprotected. Ours is for the asking. Predacons, terrorize!
Don't fuck it up.
No.
Hello, and welcome to All Things Transformers. I'm your host, Steve Megatron, and joining me on this adventure into the Transformers fandom is TFG1 Mike.
Hello, how are you?
Good. It's been a couple weeks.
Yep. Well, that's how it is, usually is around here. We let the news build up. We don't have to, you know, instantaneous. And you've been busy. Like, you have not had time to record anything.
No, well, you've been not for GCRN anyway.
Well,
yeah, there was one night we were recording from like 8 a.m. till 9 p.m. That was a long day.
Okay. What have I told you? And I know this is your job and you can't control this, but what have I told you and I've told everybody? Don't try to be TFG on mic, because being me is not something anyone should aspire to. These long ass days, these long ass recordings, these multiple recordings. Like, look, as long as we're doing something simple and, you know, quick and whatever, fine, sure, I can get through three podcast recordings. But a recording, one recording, that lasts 3 hours, I'm dead to the world for 2 days and I can't do a damn thing.
Well, you can't help it sometimes. Sometimes you have a five-hour recording and you just can't, you know. I had a few of those. They weren't too bad, though. There was I got to play Talking Bird at one point, so that was kind of fun. I also got to play it getting knocked over.
So for those that don't know, Steve is now full-time voice actor.
Well,
I
producer,
mean,
producer, voice actor.
Yeah. Okay, yes, but you are actually working. Like, you're not at the car lot. You're not at Little Caesars anymore. So. Yeah. For those of you who are listening that don't know, tell them just briefly what you are, who you work for, and what you're working on, if you can.
I'll keep it off grid, but as far as it's like a children's audio drama,
and
I play an exorbitant amount of characters.
As you should.
Yes. But we've also gotten, we got a lot of volunteers, and then, cause like the voice actors are not paid. They're all volunteers, unless you're staff, and then you're automatically, drafted, as I put it. So I play like three human characters, one talking parakeet. So,
okay then.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, but anyways, we just wrapped that, and now it's back to monotony. same old paperwork, you know, stuff I don't like doing, but it has to get done.
Yeah.
So now I'm back to the fun portion until the next recording that we do.
Wow. 15, 16 years of podcasting, I never thought you'd ever say, oh, the monotony of recording.
Well, it's not the monotony of recording, it's the monotony of paperwork. I don't like paperwork.
Nobody does. I mean, come on. Who likes
that? Yeah.
I mean, I know there are those people out there. Yeah. So, yeah. All right.
Anyways, so to the fun stuff.
Yes, to the fun stuff. We are starting with, and I don't believe this, but Super 7, Reaction Transformers Wave 6, new stock images. We have...
Meh. Yeah, I'll finish my meh after you.
Yeah. Unicron, Sharktacon, Ultra Magnus, Cyclonus, Quintesson, and Wreck-Gar. Okay? Unicron is based off of the non-existent original Generation 1 design that we were supposed to get back in Generation 1 when they were going to make an Orson Welles-looking Unicron in Generation 1. I am not a fan, number one, of the price of these Super 7 Reaction figures, and number two, it's just ugly.
So let me put it this way. All of these Super 7 Reaction figures are crap.
Yeah.
Especially for the price. Like, these are dollar store toys.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, they're a little bit better. They're better engineered than a dollar store toy. So, like, for instance, the Sharktacon. Do I care that it transforms? No. The Quintesson, do I care that it transforms? No. They're very well done. Now, I will say, if you're going to get, like, you know, for instance, Cyclonus or Ultra Magnus or some of these, they just look cheap. They look like dollar store toys. Now, if I was going to buy a Transformer that doesn't transform.
Yeah. You'd buy a Funko Pop.
Well, no. Well, even the Funko Pops look better than this.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
And or they get the red figures, the REDs. Yeah.
Yep.
Because the REDs come with the accessories and they at least look show accurate for the robot mode.
Yeah.
And that I can at least get behind because they're like $22. Okay. You know, it's not unreasonable. They're all, you know, the Voyager size or the Leader, you know, size as far as all of them are concerned. But they, I mean, even those plastics look cheap. Like they look rubbery. They look cheap. I've seen some of the Super 7 stuff. I want to say on BBTS.
Yep.
They had like a, and I was slightly tempted. I want to say Generation 2 Megatron.
Okay.
I'm looking this up right now because I could have swore they had him on here. But yeah, I don't know if it was Super 7. I want to say it was though.
Okay. I don't like these, number one, like I said, because of the price point. And number two, like you've been saying, they're really ugly.
Like, so, yeah. And what's, okay. The other one I was talking about, they're still Super 7, but they're the Ultimates.
Yes. Get me started on the Ultimates.
Which at least the Ultimates look better than these. These are like highly overpriced stand-up action figures. They're all and Super 7, I don't know how they've managed to get so many of these contracts with toy companies, like, because I've seen the Star Trek ones, I've seen various superhero ones, and I'm like in G.I. Joe and I look at them and I'm going, yeah, it's a bit much, not when I can spend the same amount and get a transformable. And not that kind of matters to me anymore as far as that, but
okay. So cycling through these, based on the in package and actually supposedly seeing the toy in package for renders or for whatever, Unicron, even though it's ugly as hell, looks better in the package than it does the actual like. Display the model picture. Sharktacon looks really good. Sharktacon looks the best out of them all.
And the Quintesson even looks halfway decent.
Yeah, the Quintesson looks halfway decent too. But
Cyclonus looks like crap.
Cyclonus and Ultra
Magnus looks worse. Cyclonus, he looks like somebody took a Lego character and they slapped a bunch of plastic on it.
Okay, so these pictures, and I will hopefully remember to put these in the post. Or to at least link the article in the post from TFW2005.com. But I'm looking at Cyclonus. Yes, his ears stick out. Yes, his wings and shoulder and arm wings stick out. But the center of his body, from his chest down to his legs, if you laid him flat and you didn't have all the other pointy bits on him, he would be a moldy piece of bread. That's what he looks. And Ultra Magnus is fucking worse. I'm sorry. You know what, folks? I'm way past putting an explicit tag on these shows. So deal with it. But I'm sorry. Ultra Magnus looks like a piece of garbage. He looks like Retgar spit him out of a garbage disposal.
It looks like crap. It looks like a graphic image somebody put together on Microsoft Paint.
It looks like clip art. It does not look like, and I understand these are renders of what the, but I mean, we have in package images of what these toys are supposed to look like, and the toys in the package look fine. But if you're trying to get me excited over a render, this ain't it, Chief. Sorry about your luck. The most dynamic thing on Ultra Magnus is his shoulder missiles, and that's it.
Yeah, sadly, I have to agree. And I'm just not a fan of Super 7. Yes, their Ultimates look really good, but again, they're overpriced.
Yeah.
I have no ambition to you're talking like, yeah, they have Star Trek The Next Generation Ultimates. Do they look pretty good compared, look like they're characters from the show? Yes. Do they have, they're like the RED figures of Transformers, mm-hmm. and they have different hands, different face, different, accessories mm-hmm. that go with them. Do they look awesome? Yes. Not for $60.
No, hell no. Hell no. I won't. Okay. So again, folks that have been listening for a while, last couple of years, know that my toy collection is Funko Pop based on what characters I like from whatever I like. I don't buy everything. I will never buy everything. I am too old and too poor to be a completionist on any of this stuff.
Yep.
But I will try my best to complete certain lines. But at least they're $60 for an Ultimates figure is way too much when a $40 jumbo size 10.5-inch Unicron based off the HasLab design, I'm looking at it right now, it looks much better. And I don't mind paying $40 for something that's 10.5 inches because the normal Funko Pops are anywhere from $10 to $20, depending on.
Yeah, don't get me wrong. The Super 7 Ultimates of like Power Rangers or Ninja Turtles or mm-hmm. or like the original Masters of the Universe or some of the G.I. Joe, Pinky and the Brain. Yes, they look cool. I still wouldn't spend $60 on a toy.
No,
that does nothing.
It's
very accurate as far as aesthetically, mm-hmm. but it just doesn't excite me for that price point.
Yeah, not unless it's like something major, something huge. Like I said, most of the Funko Pops I have, they have 3 to 4 inches, which is the normal size. They have 6 inches and they have 10 inches, or they have a couple larger than that, but there's few and far between of the larger than 10 inches ones. But they're basically your standard 3 to 4 inch collectibles that are anywhere from $10 to $20, whatever. Fine, whatever. If they make something like I think there's one, I think it's Skeletor with it. They do this thing called Pop Towns. So they'll do like Scooby-Doo with the Haunted Mansion, or I actually have one. It's Funko HQ, which was, I don't know what the, but it was more expensive, but like, yeah, no, 60. And I'm staring at this Ultra Magnus Super 7 reaction figure, and my reaction to this reaction figure, and I hope to God you do this. If you removed his missiles out of the image, I'm talking about the actual product shot, not the in-package shot. Remove his missiles, color him entirely Gumby green, he would look just like motherfucking Gumby and Where Is Pokey? Seriously, I'm staring at this thing and I'm looking at the legs and I'm like, yeah, that's Gumby. What the hell?
So like, for instance, I like the G2 Megatron.
Mm-hmm.
But it makes me wonder why Hasbro didn't make an actual transformable one.
Yep.
That looks like this.
Yep.
Because I like it.
Mm-hmm.
But not enough, again, for $60. Like, I got G2 Megatron, the Generations, for $30.
Yeah.
And then I got the chest add-on for another, like, $8.
All right, enough of Super 7. They suck. Shattered Glass. Transformers Shattered Glass Soundwave in-hand images. I love this thing only because of two very, very cool things. Number one, I never had Shattered Glass Soundwave from the BotCon 2012, whatever. And number two, they molded in his headband. But for me as a display person right now, I will get this for display in tape deck mode display purposes only, because I think it is super cool and super awesome. I mentioned, I think it was the last episode, and you're like, yeah, that's what they make instructions for. Look, I'm disabled, and I know I try my best not to bring this up every episode, but trying to transform Kingdom Rodimus one-handed, not an easy job. And I still, he's still on the operating table back here behind me. I still haven't figured out how to get him into robot mode, and that's fine. But this is why I look at some of these things, and I look at Shatterglass Helmet, and I'm like, oh, that's awesome. They molded in the headband. That's a great way to get the thing so you don't have to have a separate piece. That's great. And, yeah, I really, really dig him. And I think him go ahead.
Well, the thing is with Soundwave, one, I like what they've done with Ravage. Like, they've made him actually so he can stand up. Because the other ones are so thin that, like, I have the original, like, I have the one that came out with Covert Agent Ravage.
Yep.
And which is basically a replica of the original, because I had the original. And it can't stand on its own very well.
No.
And I love the Laserbeak character. I love how they made Ravage and how they can fit in him. And what I like about Soundwave, no matter which era, he transforms the same.
Yep.
Because I had the original. And I have the core class.
Yeah.
And my kid was like, how did you? And I says, it transforms exactly the same as the one I had as a kid.
Yep.
Therefore, I like it.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. All right. Yes. I'm waiting for BBTS to have a pre-order of that because I pre-ordered the Sound Blaster. Because essentially I want rival cassette decks in my apartment.
So you got the Shattered Glass Sound Blaster?
Is it Shattered Glass Sound Blaster?
So, yeah, well,
it's whatever that core class one was we talked about last time.
Oh yeah, it's oh, you're talking about Sound Blaster. Yes, the core class one, that is.
I'm looking it up right now. Keep talking.
Yeah, it's the Headmaster's Soundwave. Like after he and Blaster got in a big battle and they blew each other up and they rebuilt both of them. And Blaster becomes Twin Twist and is blue.
Yeah.
And Soundwave becomes Sound Blaster and is black.
Yeah. This is the black and purple.
Yeah.
This is the one that, ooh, good. I am not canceling that pre-order. I'm looking at Big Bad Toy Store because I looked at my order to see where what it was and whatever. Pre-orders have sold out at $12.99, so I am not canceling that pre-order. March 2023 is when Transformers Legacy Evolution Core Sound Blaster will be here.
I like the original, but I do like the detail work on this. The gold on him, strategically placed. I mean, he's essentially the same figure, but I do like the color palette.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, folks, even though all Thanksgivings matter, I've said that for years now, but we have to talk about Transformers Holiday Optimus Prime stock images. Hasbro has just sent our first stock images of the recently revealed Transformers Holiday Optimus Prime. This figure is a special Christmas-themed Optimus Prime new mold, which includes the Earthrise Optimus Prime trailer, with matching Christmas colors, we finally have a clear look at the new mode. The robot mode, alt mode, and packaging, as well as the trailer. Holiday Optimus Prime will be on sale on Hasbro Pulse November 1st, so it's already been on sale, so it probably sold out by now. I don't necessarily think I'd buy this, but I love it.
I saw this picture when it came out, and okay, I don't love the color palette. I'll just be honest about that.
Okay.
However, I do find that I'm very entertained by the not only the cab, like I and this is one of my gripes with these primes, like Laser Prime and this Prime. I wish they'd just sell them without the trailer. Because I don't want the trailer on either, which is the only thing that stopped me from Laser Prime. Like, I've always wanted a Laser Prime because when I was a kid, my parents took us to, like, KB Toys right after school. Didn't have my wallet. They had an entire wall of G2. mm-hmm. like tons of them. And I saw Laser Optimus Prime and I was like, oh, I got to get that. And they were like, yeah, we're not loaning you money. and I was like, I have the money. It's at home. And they're like, well, you should have brought your wallet. And went back the next week with my dad. Nothing. They had no Transformers. And so it just ate away at me for years. And so now I've seen like three different Laser Primes. And the most recent one is the one that I'm like, oh, okay, I really like that, but I don't want the trailer. And it's not like you can sell the trailer by itself because it won't go anywhere. But that's the same scenario with this. Like, I really like the cab. And I really like how, like, you know, you've got Prime with the wheels behind him. You have the simulated, you know, front of the old Prime trailer or, you know, the old semi-truck in the front of him. You know, his gun is basically the same from the Earthrise and all those just repainted because the way it folds up. And the cab, how it his feet open up to basically swallow the legs for the transformation. But I really like this. I really like this. I like the dark, like that deep blue that they have for his head.
Yep.
And the green eyes and just the detail work on this is spectacular.
Yeah.
And I love the transformation. So I've actually seen people, believe it or not, take this Prime and convert him, like repaint him, digibash him basically into a Hero Optimus Prime, like G2 Hero Optimus Prime. And if you're not familiar with that, that's basically, there was another cab that he transformed into that was very similar.
Okay.
And, so what I'll do is I'll send you the link and then if you want to post it, you can, I found it on Twitter the other day. but somebody digibashed it and made it look like this other version of Prime, this Hero Prime that came out around the time that the Hero Megatron came out. It was like a purple tank Megatron that came out. And then the Hero Prime was this type of cab. So I have a feeling they may repaint it because why not? It's Prime. They'll resell it.
Exactly.
But I really like this design like a lot. I almost like it more than Laser Prime.
Yeah.
Because I just like the way the wheels are on his back and I just like the whole way it looks on the torso.
Yeah.
But I like the Christmas version too. So again, it's not a detractor there.
I'm looking at the robot mode of the Holiday Prime. I love the red. And I love the red and the green because it's a green matrix. I think that's hilariously awesome. And we have an Optimus Prime here, folks, with a candy cane blaster. That's the best part about this entire image of him in robot mode is the candy cane colored gun.
Yeah, I just... I don't know. Something about it. I just really like it.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, folks. We're going to move on to something I didn't really realize that these were... It was a couple... number of years ago now, at least half a decade or longer. Segways were all the rage back in 2007 and 2008. And now, here in 2022, rolling out soon, stay tuned, is Transformers X Segway teaser images and videos. So, yeah. We are getting a C8 Bumblebee and a Go-Kart Pro, or C8 Bumblebee Go-Kart Pro, and a Go-Kart Pro Optimus. And I'm just like, what? Plus a GT2 Megatron, whatever the hell that is. Yeah, Segway.com/Transformers. I'm curious. Anyone listening to the sound of my voice, please email us feedback@geekcastradio.com and let us know if anybody even thought of a Transformers crossover with Segway.
Now, I'm almost guaranteeing it's stickers attached to the Segway.
Probably.
So, ultimately, I think it's going to be lame.
Yeah.
I honestly do.
Yeah. It could be tampoed on. That could be. I mean, I could see like a print tampoed onto it. I don't think it's paint. I know that. I don't think it is. I think it's either, like you're saying, stickers, or I think it could be.
I think it'll be a decal of some kind.
Yeah, yeah. But I, like, when I was preparing for the show, the last news article I ever thought to see was Transformers crossing over with Segway. The last time I saw anybody on a Segway was Phil Lewis as Mr. Mosby in The Suite Life on Deck. Yikes.
Well, come to Colorado, you'll see lots of people on those and on the electric scooters and electric bikes, because they're parked everywhere and they have Uber and the other company attached to it. Yeah, yep. Lyft. And you have to use an app to activate the device.
Jesus.
Because people just park them wherever.
But it snows in Colorado. You think that they'd die after
it melts quickly.
Oh, I know.
Well, like, we got snow tonight. It'll be gone tomorrow morning.
All right. Let's head to the Earthspark, folks. New promotional video, character roles, et cetera, from Transformers Earthspark. Now, I don't know if this is Hasbro or if this is somebody else trying to do this, but somebody's trying to say that this show is going to be in continuity with Generation 1.
Okay, so misconception there. It's okay. Not.
Right.
They did, however, use footage on Twitter.
Yes.
To show the lead female characters or the lead kid characters' mother.
Mother fought in the,
fought in the original Great War with Optimus. And they show like Optimus Prime and Bumblebee from G1 aesthetic.
Yep.
However, I don't think that it's actually tied to G1. I think they're just using that to show kind of like that time period.
Yeah. Or they're trying to hook us in, because even though it's a kid's show, which is fine. Hook as many audience members in as you want, and they are
They could just do,
Yes.
Do the original G1 all over again with, since they've shown they can do the animation.
Give us
something decent to look at.
So,
I have no gripes against Earthspark. Just mind you, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I'm saying as far as like giving something decent to look at, I meant like in as far as. Decent faces, and
I mean, this falls
and
in
it's
line
better
with,
than like the Machinima stuff.
I mean, this falls in line with Nickelodeon's other stuff that they've done over the years, as far as the design of the humans and the whatever. So I'm okay, and I still call bullshit on features. The first Transformers bots born on Earth.
Beast Wars did it first.
Technically G1, but they were built, not born. But yes, you're right.
Beast Wars. They were protoforms.
I do like that they're finally embracing their robot heritage, with Twitch being the first Transformers bot with a drone alternate mode. I think that looks really cool. I like the fact that Robbie and Mo are emotionally connected to Twitch and Thrash by their cyber sleeves. Are a little stupid, but at least it's not like the biggest whatever. But having a brother sister duo as the stars of the show, I think that's really, really cool. And obviously, even though Megatron's still a Decepticon, he is now working with Optimus Prime. And
I'm hoping they break down why the emblem change.
Yeah, I hope there's at least one line in the show that says why. And the only thing I can think of, again, is the IDW continuity of when he went to being an Autobot in IDW, but that's not in the same continuity as this. Okay. But yes, I'm like November 11th, I think, is when the show debuts. I think. God, that's not far away, folks.
No, there's a lot of new stuff coming out around, like, within the next week.
Yep, yep. Here's hoping I get this episode out by then, which I most likely will, but just, yeah. All right, well, so let's see if I remember this right. Star Saber / Victory Saber is the hero, and Deathsaurus is the villain, correct?
Correct.
Okay, this is not my Transformers, folks, and that's okay, but I just wanted to make sure I had the general gist of it.
Well, this is the same series that I think that they had, or no, that's Master Force I'm thinking of. Master Force had basically the Prime that's God Jinrei and becomes Victory Leo.
Yeah, okay, yep, yep.
Who combines with Star Saber to become Victory Saber.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways.
So anyway, we have Deathsaurus coming to Hasbro Pulse, or it's in crowdfunding currently, and it's received just under or just over 50% being funded.
Which is interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have anything against him.
I don't, that's the, like...
I really like the design, don't get me wrong. I really do. Because it shows, you know, a premium character that otherwise probably wouldn't get made.
Yep.
At the same time, I don't see that it wouldn't sell if they sold it.
Yeah.
But I get the fact that it's, you know, it's an 11-inch masterpiece figure, basically.
Yeah, and plus, it's very niche. I mean, it is for those of us, even though you and I really aren't in the camp, but it's for those of us who watch that show or have an attachment to that. It's like you with your Beast Wars Megatron love. I'm sure, you know, you'd be all over this if this was a Beast Machine
Megatron.
Yeah, hello, Hasbro, please.
Or pre-Beast Megatron in proper form without the Beast form or the armor.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So, Hasbro, please, if whatever you do next on Hasbro Pulse, please let it be Beast Machines cloaked Megatron. Anyway, Deathsaurus, it's available, or it's available for fundage if people want to fund it. So there's that. And then we get to your pre-orders that you're excited about. So why don't you talk to us about the pre-orders that you were excited about from show.zstore?
Okay, so this is the TransArt Toys.
Okay.
And for those that are unfamiliar with them, which most that collect Beast Wars would know. They specialize in making masterpiece transmetal Beast Wars characters.
Okay.
Like they kind of pick up the ball where Hasbro dropped it.
Mm-hmm.
Because Hasbro is never going to finish the masterpiece line with Beast Wars.
Right.
And so these third parties are like, hey, let's pick up that ball and start running. Because like there's a third party company, I don't know what they're called, but they have a masterpiece Terror Sort coming next year.
Oh, wow.
Which that is a feat in itself because it's supposed to actually transform like the show, which, you know, they kind of parts formed to make him do what he does. So anyways, TransArt, like I said, specializes in the art of the transmetals. And so they started off with like a Transmutate masterpiece, which I didn't care for. Then they had like Optimus Primal, the first transmetal, and they had two versions, one that was kind of based on the Takara and one was based on the US, the Hasbro version. And the Hasbro version is the one I have. The Takara version is the one where it has more of a shiny glaze to the colors and has more of like a translucent purple for like the hands, the shoulders, the waist, the pelvic area and like the lower legs, which I've heard there's been issues with the plastic because again, translucent doesn't seem to do well. So people actually want the first version, which I have, and it's super nice. Like they take the original, because the Transmetal is the beautiful thing that is about it, is they basically take the original model, blow it up, you know, make it to scale with Masterpiece, mm-hmm. and then they improve upon all of the detail work.
Yeah.
And so you get all this added articulation, you get the changeable heads, like, so I can change the beast mode heads to different faces that he has during the show. I can do the same with the robot mode head. There's a lot that's nice with it. Now, not to say that there aren't pitfalls too, mm-hmm. Like that primal, the way his gun attaches to his hip is not the same as the original and it falls off, or he cannot hold his gun in his hand because the hands are pitiful.
I'm sorry. I have to stop you. You mentioned his gun on his hip, and yeah. all I can think of is your gun is digging into my hip.
And then of course we have Cheetor Transmetal, mm-hmm. yep. and he has the, like, his mouth hands for robot mode, like he can actually clasp them to do the blaster thing, and his tail is actually bendable, and you know, there's articulation in the face, and you know, the mouth opens and stuff. So I mean, there's a lot of stuff going for him too. Highly detailed, nice. Then they have Ravage, and then they had an original version of Optimal Optimus at one point, which mm-hmm. was basically like a slightly modified version of the original toy. Like it's a better head sculpt. It has ankle pivots, and then the chest cannons folded in. But it was very much like the original toy. It wasn't like the show.
Right.
And they came out with a newer one that is like verbatim from the show.
Oh, wow.
Like all the details, like you can change the face, you can, you know, all that stuff. So that I have that. And then they came out with obviously the lowest common denominator, like they repainted him into Primal Prime from right. the Universe comics and things like that. And then they made like a Jungle Guardian version of Optimal Optimus where he's like black and gray, kind of like they did for Power of the Primes.
Yep.
So there's that. And then, of course, they go down in price incrementally. So, like, if you want the same body but not the, you know, paint job, you can get the cheaper, the Guardian, Jungle Guardian. Right. And then they had Transmetal or Megatron, which is, like, the crown jewel of Beast Wars fans. Because the original, the Hasbro one, breaks. It disintegrates. And I happen to have one that I gave to my son, and the shoulders pop off, like everything, like all the brown plastic is brittle.
You gave him a broken toy?
I glued it together.
Okay.
But he was fine with it. Okay. And I told him, I says, you can toss it if you want. And he's like, yeah, it's fine. So I have this. Not only is he like 2 to 3 inches taller than the Transmetal Primal, which makes mm-hmm. no sense. Because in the show, they were kind of head-to-head at that point. Like, Primal got the upgrade. Like, I know Megatron was slightly taller, but not by that much.
Yeah.
But the articulation's great. The detail works great. There's a couple of paint app things that are missing, but it's not that important. They have different faces for robot mode, and then they have where his little finger cannon things can come out and be exchanged for the ones that become blasters, the, you know, the vertical takeoff landing things on his back that he uses in beast mode mm-hmm. can rotate 360 on the ball joint that they put on him. And his hands have full articulation. So like I have the golden disc held in his hand and it's tight.
That's what she said.
Wah, wah, wah. So anyways, so TransArt has 3 new pre-orders going right now. One of them is Transmetal Rat Trap, which it seems like they keep having issues with. It was supposed to come out in like June, and they're like, oh, wow. It's supposed to come out in December or January now, because they had to send it back to the factory to get some paint work redone because it was like goofy. But I've seen test shots of, or production shots of what the actual toy looks like pieces of him, like the head and the leg and like some of the red transmetal. And it's very much fashioned after the toy, but mm-hmm. mixed with some of the detail of the show. And so I'm super excited for that one. That one I've really, because the backpack's in the correct position. He comes with the belly bombs. He's got the gun. He's got, you know, the tail. He comes with two tails, just like Megatron does, of different sizes for Beast and Robot use. And then, of course, they have Transmetal 2, Black Arachnia, and Cheetor coming. And they just dropped images of Transmetal 2 Cheetor. And they look pretty freaking spot on, though.
Very cool.
But they're working on the rest of the Transmetals, too. Like, I know that they're Dinobot, Rampage, Depth Charge, and then a Transmetal Tigatron based off of the same comic that Primal Prime came from. So it's basically Ravage repainted. So yeah, anyways, those are some of the things I'm like super excited with TransArt as far as their stuff is concerned, because they just kind of knock it out of the park with Masterpiece Transmetals.
Very cool. Very cool. So before we kind of close it out tonight, what have you picked up anything recently since our last episode? Is there anything, like you just mentioned all these things that you're looking forward to, but have you gotten anything recently?
Not really. I mean, I've got the Megatron. I've had him for a while. I've had the Optimal. I've had the Primal. Mm-hmm. I had gotten knockoff Cheetor Transmetal. Or not Transmetal, the standard one at one point.
Mm-hmm.
To replace my original. And then I think I got J-Axis was the last one I got.
Mm.
And Tarantulas from Legacy. but yeah, as of right now, I'm just waiting on three more. Yep. Transmetal Rat Trap from TransArt, Legacy Inferno, and Legacy Transmetal 2 Megatron, which oddly enough, third-party companies on eBay right now are making, because the Legacy Inferno does not come with his signature gun from Beast Wars, like that big honking fire flame gun.
Mm-hmm.
So third-party people on eBay are already making this. There's two different versions out there. One of them is like a normal size for his, I mean, it's still big, but it's normal size for the size of the figure.
Yep.
And it's significantly cheaper, and it's got like one peg that kind of goes over the hand, like, so it's not quite the same as far as like how it's held, but it's the rest of it is spot on. And I've seen one that's like, it's like $10 more or something, and it's even larger, which is in form with some scenes in Beast Wars, and then the way that it's held is exactly like Beast Wars. So I mean, like, if you're wanting one or the other, it's kind of the one complaint that they're like, they come with like these drill things that cover his hands, and people are like, because it's like scavenger, like the Transmetal Inferno, and people are like, why can't they just bundle two of the guns together? And
cost more.
It would. but they're like, why couldn't they just do that instead of the scavenger parts?
Yeah.
But I've also seen replacement parts already from third parties for Transmetal 2 Legacy Megatron's tail.
Oh, wow.
Because the one that comes with it is not long enough.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not as articulated as the original toy in some regards. So I've seen people making new ones that are on these like ball joints, and they're just basically extended versions of the same thing, but more detail. So I'm waiting to see what they do for, because that if they're doing the tail, there's a good chance they're going to redo how it connects to the figure for the dragon head and for the robot mode head. And I'm waiting for the robot mode head, because I don't care about the rest. I just want the robot mode head to be accurate.
Yes, to be accurate.
Yeah, it'll come. I'm waiting to see when that point hits on there.
Yeah, absolutely. So for me, I'm waiting on things to come in. I've got a couple of things that have come in, but the only thing Transformers-wise, finally, after God knows how long, I currently, out of the ones I want, not counting NFTs, because NFTs are a whole other thing.
Look, you know what NFT stands for, right?
Yes, yes, yes.
Not F in there.
Yeah, not yeah, not F in there, exactly. So with Funko and Transformers, there are actual redeemable Funko Pops that they are making and that they have made. They've made Gold Optimus, Devastator, which is a 6-inch pop, Hot Rod. Why in the hell Hot Rod was relegated to be not there is beyond me. And I can't believe I just said not there and I bleeped myself.
It's because I did it.
Well, yes, but so anyway, I only need, out of the ones I want, the only one I didn't really want is the Jetfire Funko Pop, because I just wasn't, it's not Skyfire style, it's original Macross, original Transformer design Jetfire. It's not cartoon Skyfire, because the Transformers license with Funko, as far as I understand it, they can do anything that they want, but it has to be based on toy design, not anything else. Hence why the $40 10.5-inch Unicron is based off of the HasLab Unicron, which I'm actually glad it is, because it actually looks like Unicron, not some beer-gutted thing that never got made in 1986. Anyway, as of this recording, I am only two characters away from completing my Transformers Funko Pop collection. That is the original Common Bumblebee and the original Common Jazz. I just got in the Target exclusive Starscream, and I don't know what they did to this design of this toy. I gotta go back and look at the original Starscream design, because you know who Overlord is, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I don't know if it was because of IDW or if it's because of what the way Overlord is designed in general, but Overlord has unusually giant lips. Whatever, it is what it is. Point is that this Starscream, his bottom lip is jutting out so much, it looks like a different piece of molded vinyl on this. Like, literally, I opened this out of the packaging, and I'm like, and I haven't, I haven't opened it out of the actual toy, but I opened it out of the box. I'm like, holy crap, his lip is huge. Like, that's the like, you know how you don't want to point this out to people, but like some people might say, I have a big nose, and that's fine. You can say that. It's not as big as Princess Vespa's original nose was in Spaceballs. But, like, seriously, I looked at this, and I'm like, there's something wrong with this toy. And, yeah, his lip almost juts out as far as his helmet piece, his side piece where he has the microphone come down by his mouth kind of thing. Mm-hmm. It is what it is. But I have Starscream now. I have the Megatron and the Optimus that I actually do have three different Optimus. Well, one of them is a Nemesis, but I have two different Optimuses, and I wasn't planning on that. But I have the Amazon exclusive Optimus, which is just him with his gun, but he's a better blue color in my personal opinion. So that's pretty much all I've got for now. There are other things that will be coming in over the holiday season that I think I mentioned this last episode. And I know I mentioned it earlier. I pre-ordered the Core Class Sound Blaster. Along with that pre-order, I pre-ordered the MDLX 3.0 Cliff Jumper that we talked about. So those will be here in March. So yeah. I think that's going to do it for us here in All Things Transformers. You got anything else you want to say before we do some sort of closing lines?
No, I think that's it.
All right. Take us out, Megatron.
Well, we shall see what happens next time. Transform and transcend.
Back! I'm better than ever! Look at this new paint job! I've gone beyond being just plain old Bumblebee. I'm a gold bug!
Late breaking news, November 3rd, 2022. Chance to win a Robison flagship Optimus Prime signed by Peter Cullen and Gold Elite Optimus Prime. Robison's Instagram have just announced a contest for all fans to win some special editions of their auto-converting Optimus Prime figures. You will have the chance to get one of the following prizes: a grand prize, one Peter Cullen autographed flagship Optimus Prime, the first original bigger release. And then the first prizes, there are 9 first prizes available to be won. Each prize consists of one gold-painted Elite Optimus Prime, the new one. So, RoboSen, I recently, I've heard his name in the past, but Thu, you know who Thu is? He
maybe.
Okay, so he's this UK Transformers person. He recently did a video on the Transformers RoboSen Optimus Prime, basically saying why he didn't like it. Because it is so, the original one, the first one, is so big. And now they're coming out with a smaller auto-converting version of this. So, yeah, wow. God. It looks okay, but I...
Don't get me wrong, I like it. I don't need an auto-transforming Prime, though.
Yeah, that's the... Thu Adams is his name. I don't want to get his name wrong. Legend and beloved British Transformers toy reviewer, fixture of the UK Transformers fandom, and regular sight of the country's primary convention, TF Nation, made his official debut on the brand as a host of the virtual pre-show for Hasbro PulseCon 2012. Oh, that was him in the PulseCon. Okay, so yeah. So he made a video, and he basically, the reason why he doesn't like it, and I'll link his video in the show notes, is that it takes up so much, like, you can't just put it on your desk or your kitchen table. You have to have, like, 5 feet in all directions for this thing to, the original larger version of the RoboSen Optimus to transform, to do its auto-conversion. But, yeah, I just saw this recently, like, contest time, et cetera, and I mean, the gold version actually looks better than the original colored version.
And it looks like you also have to have purchased the previous one.
Oh, no.
Because you could win one of 9 gold Elite Optimus Primes. And then when you go, it says, when you go to do the contest thing, it says store name and then date of purchase and upload receipt.
Oh, God.
But it says no purchase necessary. So I'm a little confused.
It isn't even dented. Oh, shit. What are we going to do now?
First, if you buy the new Elite auto-converting Prime from 10:25 to 12:31 via select stores, you can upload your purchase receipt. Second, you can download and print this form and send it to RoboSen for a mail-in entry. For no additional. Yeah, so basically it's you have to mail them crap.
So I downloaded the document from the official rules. The RoboSen Strike Gold Sweepstakes. No purchase necessary to enter or win. Making a purchase will not improve your chances of winning. All disputes will be resolved solely by binding arbitration, blah, 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 blah. Sweepstakes entry period. The RoboSen Strike Gold Sweepstakes begins at 12:01 a.m. Eastern Time on Thursday, November 3rd, and ends at 11:59 p.m. Eastern Time on Saturday, December 31st. Eligibility. Sweepstakes is open to legal residents of the 48 contiguous United States, including the District of Columbia, who are 18 or older at the time of entry, blah, 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 blah. So, and like you said, there are two different methods, purchase entry and alternate method of entry, the mail-in entry. Well, at least you don't have to shell out $750 to enter a contest. I guess. I don't know. All right, folks, we're out of here. Say goodnight, Megatron.
Good night, Megatron. Yeah.
I wish to speak to my lawyer.
Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains August 15th through the 18th. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.